Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, motherfucking yo again.
Wolfpack TV, we in the house, ladies and gentlemen. This is Wolfpack, we in the house. He's Lone Wolf, Big Bad Wolf, we here. Hit us up on social media. You know what today is, guys, Sports Wednesdays. We're going to tackle all the scores and get y'all in on our pick. Playoff time is coming. Starts on the 16th of April. So I'm looking forward to that. 10 days away from the playoffs, everybody is battling to try to get, into the playoffs. And let's start with the Hall of Fame coach of Jerry Sloan is battling Parkinson. So hopefully the Sloan family get well. Praying for you guys out there, Jerry Sloan, hell of a fucking coach. You guys remember him from Utah Jazz. Also, he coached Darren Williams and Carlos Boozer. But you guys might know him as Utah Jazz, John Stockton, Carl Malone, and John Stockton coach. So get well soon. But let me tackle this issue real quick. The main issue for me is I don't know why Houston Rockets management didn't trade Dwight Howard for Hassan Whiteside straight up. I would have made that trade. And gave him a contract. That young man is balling his ass off in Miami and he's coming off the bench. I was watching Miami last night, and I was like, why the fuck is he coming off the bench in Miami? I mean, he's way better than Amari Stoudemire at this point. Amari should be coming off the bench. I mean, his knees are so bad to where he's second string now, which is really, really bad. You know, I remember when he used to fly over people and dunk on people when he was in Phoenix. Not anymore, though. So, with that being said, shout out to my Boston Celtics again for taking out the Warriors and exposing the shit out of the Warriors. Everybody dick riding these Warriors. And I'm going to tell you something. I wouldn't even be surprised that they get eliminated first round. Everybody's hyping them up. I feel us bad in the West. And I see them Warriors being defeated in the Western Conference first or second round. Quote me. I don't see them guys making it all the way to the finals and winning another championship, in my opinion. That's just my opinion, guys. They got to get through this first. If Spurs and Warriors meet up in seven games, don't see the Warriors beating Spurs. I really don't. Kawhi Leonard is a hell of a small forward. Arguably the most effective small forward in the league, next to LeBron. Damn near probably got LeBron by probably about, you know what I'm saying, 40-45%. A lot of people hate LeBron because of the decision. I'm tired of everybody, you know, saying shit about LeBron this and LeBron that. Y'all hating, y'all did right to get off LeBron as big. You know, I'm just tired of hearing about him. Well, we got a new jack of all trades in town, and his name is Kawhi Leonard. And, you know, you can't do nothing, but, I mean, you can't hate that dude. He plays both sides of the ball. And he's quick. He can guard you. He can play defense. And his offense game is ridiculous. And they're making plays around Kawhi Leonard. They're putting in an isolation situation. Everything. 7 picks for him. I mean, you know, he's a big-time player. Now, there has been rumors that Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith have bought the Philadelphia 76ers. I don't know how true that is. If they are owners, they need to hurry up and give me a call or give, you know, Long Wolf a call, because we definitely would take those contracts and go play in Philly easy. You know what I'm saying? 5, 6, 25, 30, 45 million, whatever. I don't see that franchise happening. These guys ain't been good since Andre Iguodala left. AI got traded, and they lost their coach, Doug Collins, which I thought was a hell of a coach, in my opinion. Even though they got AC, they was a lot better off than what they did in the past 2 years, Philly organization. So with that being said, I see Cleveland, Indiana knocks off Cleveland. There's been rumors about LeBron not coming back.
Your thoughts
about, do you think LeBron stays in Cleveland this year?
I think he stays. I don't know where else he goes. So I think he stays. I just look for them to make some big shakeups. And it just goes back to what I was saying, what I was arguing, I was in a discussion online just about, you know, why would you trade Andrew Wiggins for Kevin Love? It doesn't make sense. I know this is old stuff here, people, but it just kind of brings, you know, with the, you know, just seeing how Wiggins is showing his growth and progress in the NBA is just, you know, the subject
right.
that come up, especially after last night's win with the Timberwolves over the Warriors. You know, so I think he stays there. Personally, I really feel like LeBron just needs to stay out of front office decisions and just focus on, you know, doing what he does on the court. I think he stays in Cleveland. You know, there's not really too many other options for him to go.
And how do you feel about the Warriors being exposed first Boston over the weekend, and now you got when they played the Timberwolves yesterday, they got exposed also. And they had a 3-point lead, by the way, on them guys last night.
Yeah, well, they got exposed, man. You know, without Draymond Green in the lineup, there's no body down low. They're missing Fazeli, and they're also missing Andre Iguodala, who's another big body. But without Draymond Green against a dominant big man, they're in trouble. They're in big trouble because just jacking up threes from long distance ain't gonna cut it in the playoffs. You know. Because now guards are going to really play the perimeter, and they're going to shut that 24, 25-foot shot down. So it's going to get interesting. I'm not going to count them out. They're a hell of a team. But, like I said, do I think they're going to break the record? Once again, going back to what I said in October, no, they're not going to break it. I think it's going to come close, but I don't think they're going to break it. You got 2 games at San Antonio, 2 at Memphis. I think, you know, Shaq was saying, you know, Pop going to take out the starters, and I don't think so. If I'm the coach, I treat both of those games as playoff games, just considering you can't get any better practice and then the time frame of where it's at for what you're heading into. So, you know, 70-12 is what I'm calling it.
That's pretty, I mean, 70-12,
no, 72-10.
That's a pretty good judgment call right there. I would have to agree because they got to play. Remember, they got to play them in San Antonio Spurs again. And I think they play Utah again too, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong. But I know
they play San Antonio twice. They play San Antonio twice and the Grizzlies twice. I don't see them beating the Grizzlies two times back-to-back like that. I don't see them beating San Antonio two times back-to-back like that. But just my opinion, folks. CAF is not God, but that's just his opinion.
And just real quick, guys, I'm jumping everywhere. I just want to say this. New Orleans, we just got done with Boston beating New Orleans without Anthony Davis, 104-97. I understand that the best big man in the game, in my opinion, Anthony Davis, hands down. That's just my opinion. Carl Anthony Towns is right up there. Rookie year showing up. No, don't take nothing away from him. I actually predicted that Willie Cauley-Stein would have a better season than Carl Anthony Towns, but I was wrong. I see Rondo leaving Sacramento, and I see New Orleans probably going after hard for Mario Chalmers. He got released because he got released in Memphis, and I just want to say Memphis is they're deep with Courtney Lee and Courtney Lee is with Charlotte with Matt Barnes and Vince Carter over there. They balling. Be on the lookout for the Memphis Grizzlies. They ain't went nowhere. I still don't see them guys, beating. They got to get rid
and
of
that's why,
they
and that's why I
they got to beat
the record. Those guys, those guys, that's a very aggressive team, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a good test for the Warriors as well, even if they don't break the record, because now it's about to start getting physical, man. You know what I'm saying? It really is. And all this little, you touch me, foul type shit. I hope that goes out the window. NBA, Adam Silver, if you're listening, please, if you care about your brand, do not let that stuff happen in the playoffs. People want to see real basketball. They don't want to see if they get, they rub their graze, their hand across their arm. Oh, that's a foul. Please don't play basketball like that. Nobody wants to see it like that. Are you a man or are you a cream puff? Which one are you?
Fred, you know what I'm saying? Stephanie Sun said it best. Are you a man or you a cream puff? You know what I'm saying? Grady, never forget that line. You know what I'm saying? And, it's good that we want to see real basketball, guys, in the playoffs. And none of this superstar call, I'm LeBron or Carmelo, I'm going to get a foul, you know what I'm saying? And they probably hit the ball, the all ball. But the fact that Carmelo and let's be honest, all that bullshit-ass calls that James Harden be getting away with, that tic-tac-style crap, and he be flopping, they got to cut that shit out. They got to start finding him, man, because he's getting out of control with that shit. He's soft, and he don't play no fucking defense. And I've been saying that for the past 3 years. James Harden cannot play defense. If you sit there and watch him, he will let his man go by. He's been on Shaq and the Fool every fucking week, but not why? For not playing fucking defense. That's why Houston can't get over the hump. Yeah, Trevor Ariza plays deep. Yeah, Corey Brewer is a lockdown defender. You know what I'm saying? But what about James Harden? You have to be able to play defense in the Western Conference if you're trying to get to that next level. And that would be the Western Conference Finals and, championship. You can't get nowhere without playing defense, period. A lot of people are just thinking you can just play nothing but offense and shoot a whole bunch of threes and do a Stephen Curry and James Harden through. You got to be able to lock somebody's shit and lock people down. No second chance shot. Just simple basketball, guys. So here's what we got. Eastern Conference. We got the Cleveland Cavaliers at number one. Toronto Raptors number two. Atlanta Hawks number three, four, Boston Celtics, five, Miami Heat, six, Charlotte Hornets, seven, Indiana Pacers, eight, Detroit Pistons. They got Chicago Bulls trailing. They got the next week to try to win all the rest of their games for them to even be considered in the playoffs. They also got Washington Wizards on their tail with 38-40. Now, out of all those teams in the Eastern Conference, which team do you see an upset? Who do you see going out the first round out of all the teams I just named? Cleveland, Toronto, Atlanta, Boston, Miami, Charlotte, Indiana, and Detroit.
I'm not really too impressed with Indiana and Detroit. So those are two teams. I like Toronto. I like what Boston's doing. I think they got a potential to knock out whoever they're playing against. I don't think nobody's going to take out Cleveland, though, in all honesty. I think when the playoffs start, LeBron James is going to switch his mind frame for playoff basketball. So I don't see that happening. So I'll probably just go with Detroit and Indiana, the two teams that probably will, get rolled.
So Cleveland plays Detroit first round. The standings, if the playoffs started today, Cleveland plays Detroit. Toronto plays Indiana. Atlanta plays Charlotte. And, of course,
Look for Charlotte to roll Atlanta. I like what they're doing over there.
I like what they're doing over there too. And I told everybody at the beginning of this season, I told this back in October, that watch out for the Charlotte Hornets. And they got in the playoffs. They're number six. Al Jefferson, Kimball Walker. They got Jeremy Lamb, the UConn connection. Nicholas Batum. Watch out for them guys, man. They looking really serious over there, man. And they can easily upset the Atlanta Hawks. I do see Charlotte Hornets beating Hawks in seven games. Unfortunately, if Boston, we're playing Miami Heat in seven games, if playoffs start today. With streaky ass Luol Deng and Joe Johnson, we can get us about two games in Miami, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? I am fan talking, but I believe in my Boston Celtics. Anything can happen. Some guys is nice. I like what they're doing. If we knock out Miami Heat, the next people that we got to go for, we're coming for them Cleveland Cavaliers, Jack. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, don't be surprised. Detroit could potentially beat the Cavs, depending on if they're not playing at Cleveland, if they beat themselves and not play as a team. And the Toronto Raptors could easily be knocked off too by the Indiana Pacers. So, I mean, Toronto only got, you know what I'm saying, DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry. So, you know, we'll definitely see. I really don't see Toronto beating Indiana Pacers in seven games, honestly. I got a feeling that would be another upset. Charlotte, Hornets, and, Indiana Pacers will probably be upset. They're going to upset some teams in the Eastern Conference. Who knows? They might upset my Boston Celtics and upset me. So, moving on, let's talk about this West. Golden State Warriors, number one. Two, San Antonio Spurs. Three, Oklahoma City. Four, Los Angeles Clippers. Five, Memphis Grizzlies. Six, Portland Trail Blazers. Seven, Dallas Mavericks. And eight, Utah Jazz. They got Houston Rockets, 38-39. And the Denver Nuggets, 32-47. Looks like Denver is out of there. So is Sacramento. I wanted Sacramento. I think they're eliminated already. Yep, they are. I feel bad for Rajon Rondo. I don't see him retire with Sacramento Kings. They look like they're pretty legit. So we'll definitely see what's going on. Utah Jazz is number eight. CAF, in your mind, do you see Utah Jazz as taking the Golden State Warriors in seven games?
No, but I definitely see them giving them a wake-up call, that's for sure. They've already shown during the regular season that they got, you know, they can run with them. So it's definitely going to be a good test for both teams. And I do see, definitely them giving Golden State, you know, a good run and a wake-up call for the series.
Cool. So, Utah Jazz and Golden State, I don't see them doing anything. I mean, but I will say Rudy Gobert, that dude is a monster. That 7-foot dude down there in Utah, he's playing his motherfucking ass off, man. I like his game. I said that last year. He's playing some good-ass ball. San Antonio and Dallas, you already know who's going to win that one. San Antonio's going to beat them guys. Oklahoma City. And they're playing the Portland Trail Blazers. It's going to take more, in my opinion. I see Portland getting swept, in my opinion, by the Oklahoma City Thunder. But they just got to play deep. Their second round, they're going to have to really play deep. And then you got the Clippers and the Grizzlies again for the fourth year in a row. Clippers are playing the Grizzlies. Clippers' problem is they need a bench. They need to upgrade their bench next year. And I really personally don't think that Austin Rivers can hoop. That's just my opinion. He tries to do too much, and he thinks he's a shit. In my opinion, I don't think that's going to – he turns over the ball. He panics a lot. It's not really point guard material when it comes to the NBA. I think the only reason why he's in the league is because his dad is a coach. So that's just my personal opinion. And, and mark my words, guys, if Clippers don't get to where they need to get to come playoffs, if they get eliminated first or the second round, or don't make the Western Conference Finals, or don't win the championship, I see all them guys leaving and going their separate ways. I really do. I see Chris Paul signing with another team. He might end up going to New York and playing with Carmelo Anthony. I see, you know, them trading off Blake Griffin and Chris Paul. And the only person that's probably going to end up staying because he just resigned is DeAndre. But I got a feeling everybody's going to go their own ways in Los Angeles Clippers organization. Everybody's crying right now because Kobe shouldn't be going out like that. Well, I mean, you shouldn't have hogged up all that damn money that he was hogging up. You know what I'm saying? You're not thinking about everybody else. And why y'all wish to go get Roy Hibbert? I told y'all a long time ago he's not that good. They overrated him big time. He's 7'3", full of monkey crap, in my opinion. You know, 7'3" and don't have no rebound, 3 points, zero rebound. You know what I'm saying? That's absolutely horrible. And he plays so fucking soft. And he's flimsy as fuck. So, you know, that's what's going on. At the Western Conference, I see San Antonio coming out the Western Conference. And at the Eastern Conference, I see, you know, I got a feeling it's going to be Cavs. And unfortunately, it's going to be Cavs and San Antonio. If your prediction is who you got coming out the West and you got coming out the East. I see my Boston Celtics coming out the East, but I don't want a fan talk. I'm being realistic here. So,
I mean, at this point right now, definitely going to roll with San Antonio, Cleveland. You know, I think that the Spurs, man, this is you know, they always take that, you know, that 1 year, that 2 years off, and then they come back and they're ready to roll. I think this is that ready to roll year. And I don't see anybody. I mean, as good as the teams are in the East, they're getting better. But I don't see anybody getting past LeBron James. I think the Celtics will give them a good run. But I don't think that they're there just yet. I think they still got another year or two to be that Eastern Conference Championship, Eastern, you know, the Eastern Conference semifinal team. But, I mean, I love Isaiah Thomas and what they got going on over there. Sellinger is turning out to be a developing into a nice player. I tried to tell people that, you know, they was trying to say, you know, his back, but I knew he was going to be a nice player. They got a nice squad over there, but I just don't see nobody getting past LeBron. Not yet, you know.
And Utah Jazz is 39-39 real quick. Houston Rockets are 38-39. Utah Jazz, they got four games left. I'm not exactly sure what Utah Jazz's remaining schedule is. Houston Rockets have a chance to make the eighth spot in Western Conference. If they do not even make the playoffs, I see Dwight Howard gone. And there is rumors that James Harden's trying to go after Kevin Durant. So, yeah, but you are impressed with that move, James Harden going after Kevin Durant.
I wish Red Nation would stop pipe dreaming. I'm really getting tired of this, man. I want to see the Rockets win. I want to see the team do good for the city. And I'm getting real tired of this delusionary pipe dream stuff. I get it that him and Kevin Durant are good friends, but let me tell you this. Why would he leave that situation in Oklahoma City to come to a worse one? It doesn't make any sense to me, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, Oklahoma City is going to offer him max money, you know what I'm saying? I know the Rockets will too, but you have to take that in consideration. And then if you, you know, the problem with Houston is you want to go after these big market names, but you don't have a big market team. And I'm not saying that in the sense of that the team ain't a big market team. How can I put it? You don't have the big market players on the team. How about that? You know what I mean? Nobody's convinced to want to come play here. You know, it goes back to what I said before. You went after Carmelo and LeBron and gave Red Nation false hope when you should have went after Rondo and put all your efforts in that. We wouldn't even be in this situation right now. You know what I mean? Because Rondo will provide what Ty Lawson cannot. You know what I mean? Now, KJ McDaniel is doing a great job, but, I mean, let's just keep it real. Rondo would have ran that floor, you know. But you got too much selfishness going on over there, a lot of arrogance. You know, guys don't want to play defense. Shout out to Michael Beasley. He's been keeping that team afloat.
Yeah.
Without him, we wouldn't even be talking about anything right now. So, you know, I want to see them, you know, get level-headed. I'm not saying that Kevin Durant can't happen, but I just realistically, why would I leave that city? Why would I leave Oklahoma City when I've been in multiple conference finals, and I've even been in the NBA championship to come here where the team is in disarray, where we got a guy that's I don't even want to go into it, man. You know what I'm saying? It's so childish over there. It's no growth, and, you know, it's just a bad situation. And then you would come play for J.B. Bickerstaff? Not me, but if I was Kevin Durant. But I guess the convincing factor is coming back to Texas. But don't be surprised if the San Antonio Spurs try to go get Kevin Durant. And I'm going to leave it at that.
Yeah, there's been a lot of rumors about him trying to come, that LaMarcus is trying to go after him with the UT commit, you know what I'm saying, right down the street from, you know what I'm saying, where you play college ball at. So, you know, don't be surprised, guys, if the Spurs, you know, go get him. You know, if Duncan wins, I see Ginobili and Duncan retiring, or they might end up one more year. You just never know. I mean, if they win this year, you know what I'm saying, with the rest that Tim Duncan's getting, why not come back one more year? Get seven rings.
Well, you have to consider, you know, you have to take this in consideration that basically every team is going to have an additional $25 to $50 million next year in the cap room. So there goes your money to bring him in there. So, you know, for the folks saying that's crazy, he can't go to the Spurs. Well, do your research, folks. Your cap room's going high. You're going to see a lot more super teams in the next 2 to 3 years.
Yep. And LeBron just pretty much hinted that's what the future is going to hold for him. Him, Carmelo, you know what I'm saying, Chris Paul and Dwayne Wade. You know, eventually you'll see all of them guys playing together. It's like watching the USA Dream Team. You know,
and
the younger generation.
If LeBron does go anywhere, it will be to the Knicks. It would definitely be to the Knicks to go play with Carmelo. I don't think Carmelo's going to leave New York because, you know, Lala, you know, she putting that thing down, and Carmelo got his son and his family. And, you know, it makes no sense for him to leave NYC. So I could definitely see if LeBron's unhappy and Paul is unhappy, they both go to New York and take their talents there. And if not Chris Paul, definitely maybe a Rajon Rondo. I really think the Rockets need to go after Rajon Rondo once more. I think that's your strongest chance to get this thing right. You really need a floor general, and you need somebody in there with a competitive spirit that ain't going to take no bullshit. It's just too many guys over there ain't saying nothing, you know what I mean, or just worried about themselves and thinking that shit's going to work, you know what I'm saying? But let me tell you something, man. There's no iron team, and, you know, you're not going to get anywhere with that type of attitude.
Ladies and gentlemen, Law Wolf has spoken. Big Bad Wolf, we here. This is the Wolf Pack. Hit us up on social media. Make sure you guys call in the show. Any concerns, questions, or you just want to have a conversation that has nothing to do with sports, don't be afraid to call in 713-955-0733. Law Wolf, take us out. That's the show. Check us out tomorrow, same time, as we go in the real life situations. Y'all know the routine, guys. Law Wolf, anything else? If there's not anything else, take us out, bro.
Survey says
NW. Oh, Wolfpack for life, baby. Outsider. You know what it is. Wolf Nation. What it do?
What a pretty picture.
It is. We out, y'all.